summer is winding down. Believe it or not, some schools in this country have already restarted, which means no more summer sleepaway camp, a very American part of summer. Well, maybe not so much anymore. As Rachel Gottbaum reports from New Hampshire, China is learning about our summer camps to recreate them at home.
The day at Kenwood Evergreen Camp always starts with the morning assembly.
So, we had a lot going on yesterday as well. Do we have any reports? Gentlemen, go.
Yesterday, the U-10 tennis team went to Wanaki. The first singles came in the semifinals of the consolation round.
Everyone played hard and good times had by all.
Hey!
This camp in the woods of New Hampshire has what you might expect at sleepaway camp. There's swimming, water skiing, basketball, and this. That's Xin Gua playing the Chinese flute. He's teaching it to some campers.
Do you remember how do we say a friend in Chinese?
朋友.
Yes, exactly. 朋友.
Xin and three other Chinese counselors are here as part of a pilot training program. The idea is to open American-style sleepaway camps in China.
We have some summer programs, but it's also following the school format. It doesn't have the diversity we have here. And also here, it's a very interactive way of teaching. It's so interactive that kids don't really know they are learning. They are playing, actually, but they are really learning.
Xin says China needs to provide future generations with the skills needed to succeed in an innovation economy. In China, leadership is top-down, he says. There's little collaboration among colleagues or reward for creative ideas.
The way to innovate is partly from you can have a sense of critical thinking and also partly from brainstorming. You have to communicate with your co-workers and even sometimes with people from a different culture. Yeah, that is definitely happening here. Through the activities I'm seeing, the Chinese kids are really communicating with the American kids, and they all together create something new.
Creating something new is the goal of the camp's owner and director, Scott Brody.
I think the Chinese government and some Chinese parents are realizing that this sort of thousand-year-old high-stakes test regime that they have does not ultimately yield an innovation economy. And interestingly, they look to the U.S. as a source of that learning and inspiration about how to create an ecosystem of innovation for kids. And that has brought them to summer camp, American summer camp.
While Chinese counselors and campers are here in New Hampshire, back in China, their country's first American-style sleepaway camp has opened with Brody's help.
They don't call it camp. They call it camp education because they want parents to understand that it's not just play, which many Chinese parents would think has no value, that it is education that is occurring through play and through activities.
I'm here because I like to come to summer camp, especially this camp.
12-year-old Henry Fu is one of 30 campers here this summer from China. His message to the Chinese planning to create overnight camps back home?
I'll tell them to make it fun instead of just making those really serious learning camp.
Like what?
Like water activity and those roping on trees and jello wrestling, which they have an activity.
Jello wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling jello.
They don't have that in China, no jello wrestling?
No.
Fu and the other Chinese campers here say they have made good friends and are having a lot of fun. But their counselors see something else, including Xin Gua, who plans to open his own camp in China one day.
The Chinese kids here are learning to be more independent, to solve the problem on their own, to respect each other individual, and also to collaborate with other people. So kids are very much easily to be influenced by their peers. So they can become a role model of their peers in China.
Helping China's future generations develop innovative and creative leaders is one of camp owner Scott Brody's goals. But he says Americans are losing their edge.
I think as we become a society that is more focused on content knowledge and on testing. We've lost the time for kids to really learn those softer but essential skills that end up being greater predictors of success and fulfillment in life that really is the currency of the future.
Brody is scheduled to go back to China this fall. He wants to see how the country's first sleepaway camp, the one he helped design, is doing. And he plans to help create many more, just like his camp here in New Hampshire.
All right, camp, face the flag. Hats off, please. And hoods. Attention. Sound off.
For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
You're listening to Here and Now.